taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we're going to take a look at what I was telling you about the from the People's Voice. And now there is probably, I'm not sure, but I think, Style, maybe 2 minutes of the Russian speaking.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go through that because most people aren't going to understand that. But we'll what they are saying is they're talking about the pedophilia in the Democratic Party here in the United States, and they're saying that unless those people are brought to justice, and they name people, they name Anthony Blinken, they name Chuckie Schumer, and they name Joe Biden and others. But go ahead and take it away.
Power, influence, fear. In Washington, D.C., those who rise to the top know that staying there comes at a price. But what happens when the secrets that built an empire start to crack? When the walls close in and the truth can no longer be censored? Tonight, we expose the downfall of Chuck Schumer, a once powerful Democratic senator, a man who shaped policy, brokered deals, and used his influence as a key to gain access to the darkest, most depraved vices known to man. But now the hunter has become the hunted, his darkest secrets teetering on the edge of exposure. His public behaviour is unravelling, his outbursts growing more frantic. This isn't just paranoia. He knows the walls are closing in and there's nowhere left to run. Vladimir Putin and other world leaders, intent on crushing globalist control and dismantling the international elite pedophile ring. According to Russia, Biden, Anthony Blinken and other globalist pedophiles must face the death penalty if the US is ever to break free from its prolonged slumber under Obama and Biden and reclaim its sovereignty. Aren't just low-level players. They're naming names, pointing fingers directly at the elites who fed off the sinister empire. And at the center of it all, the Biden family, Anthony Blinken, Chuck Schumer, his so-called wife, and a roster of high-profile figures who thought they were above the law and would never face justice. But now their darkest secrets are spilling into the light, and Chuck Schumer is spiraling. Once a dominant force in DC, he's now a desperate man, clawing to protect his reputation and escape the fates he fears the most, spending the rest of his life behind bars.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
With the Department of Justice now investigating his threats against conservative Supreme Court justices, Schumer has backed himself into a dangerous corner. Now Schumer is lashing out at DOJ employees who are uncovering crimes and conspiracies against the people in multiple U.S. agencies.
We also know this is just the beginning. If DOJ attacks USAID today, then you can be sure they'll move on to another target tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the Postal Service, or the IRS, or even the Social Security Administration. They could be next. Or maybe our national security agencies.
Why are globalists like Schumer terrified that Trump will shut down USAID? Because USAID isn't really a humanitarian aid agency. It's a CIA front, funding coups, protests, and regime change operations, all while laundering money for the deep state. This isn't a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact. Even Zelensky himself admits that billions upon billions in US aid have gone unaccounted for. The deep state gravy train has crashed, sending the Democrat elite into a full-blown panic. None more so than Schumer, who is neck deep in graft, corruption and degenerate sleaze. Under intensifying pressure, Schumer faces the watchful eye of acting DC US attorney Ed Martin, who's officially opened an inquiry into the senator's increasingly hysterical behaviour. Why is Chuck Schumer coming apart at the seams, lashing out at his enemies with a venom and desperation we've rarely witnessed before? Because the skeletons in his closet aren't just rattling, they're breaking free. and he knows it's only a matter of time before everything comes to light. But when the truth is exposed, it won't just be Chuck who falls. Insiders reveal that his wife is far from what she appears, and she's no mere bystander to his darkest cravings. In fact, she plays a central role in his insatiable thirst for young blood. Stay tuned. We have the details right after this important message from our sponsor. In a recent public health push, alongside CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen, Schumer threatened Americans with a lot of pain if they choose to skip the latest COVID vaccine booster.
Hi, everyone. Mandy Cohen, Director of the CDC, and I'm here with Senator Schumer, who has an important message for you about vaccines.
And what's many good things about our director, one of them, she's from Baldwin, New York. We're urging everybody to get their flu shot and their updated COVID booster. They don't hurt. These shots don't hurt anymore like they used to when I was a kid. And they do you a lot of good. Please get your shot. It'll avoid a lot of pain later.
Thanks, Senator.
Schumer's claim that COVID boosters will avoid pain might just be one of the most shameful political moments yet. Remember de Blasio's cringeworthy TV pitch, trying to sell the vaccine with free fries and a burger. It seems the desperation never ends.
When you get vaccinated, I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this, these delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this?
While the elites were pushing toxic vaccines on the masses, they were secretly indulging in the blood of innocent children. Adrenochrome isn't a wild conspiracy or a baseless rumor. It's very real. The elites have been rubbing our faces in it for years, through subliminal messaging and predictive programming. And for years, we've been sounding the alarm while they work tirelessly to bury the truth. But now, the world is finally seeing what they've been hiding in plain sight all along.
Those would not include injecting yourself with your son's blood, right?
That's right.
Okay. Why'd you do that?
One day I was talking to my dad and he said, I need to tell you, I had this really scary situation where he's in the legal profession. He said, I wrote a brief, I walked away, I came back and I saw that my words were a jumbled mess. I was experiencing cognitive lapse and I wasn't aware of it. He said, I'm terrified of losing my mind.
Yes.
And I said, Dad, how interesting that you bring this up, because right now the team and I are talking about plasma infusions. And so I said, if you're interested, I'm happy to give you a liter of my plasma. My 17-year-old son was there and he's like, hey, if you guys are doing it, I'm in. Yeah, so my son gave me a liter of plasma. I gave my dad a liter of plasma. The data showed that in me, there was no effect, that my biomarkers didn't change. But in my dad, his speed of aging reduced by 25 years.
Does it need to be a blood relative?
No, just blood typed.
Okay, so now we're getting into the theories about taking the blood of children.
So this is very common. We do organ transplants. We all donate blood. Like, we've had that experience in our life. So it's just in a slightly different frame, but it's very much a part of...
Well, it's a recognizable frame. And by the way, I'm not endorsing any of this.
Yeah.
But there is a frame, to use your word, on the internet, like super rich tech billionaires living forever on the blood of children.
Yeah.
Not a super appealing frame, I would say.
Yeah.
This is that.
Yeah, and we did it openly.
The war against humanity waged by the elite is now out in the open, with demonic celebrities including Lady Gaga, who had an album called Chromatica, attempting to normalize adrenochrome.
Like the Countess, who feeds on the blood of children.
You must have a lot of questions. I have answers.
I'm kidnapping children that I keep in the hotel upstairs, and I bring home people to feed on, and then Iris helps me to filter the blood through the children. She loves to hunt. She loves her condition. There's a lot of grappling with addiction with the show.
I also like to address this article from MTV.com in 2012, where the maids found a tub full of blood in her hotel, and they were told to put it out of your mind.
Meanwhile, Madonna is engaging in satanic rituals involving the blood of children on Instagram Live. The political elite are only one step behind the entertainment industry in openly parading their perversions. It is well known that the Super Bowl is one of the largest sex trafficking events of the year. So perhaps it's no surprise that Chuck Schumer decided to use the FBI-identified pedophile code word pizza in a tweet talking about it. The global elites are on the verge of exposure, their darkest secrets teetering on the edge of the abyss. But whistleblowers are coming forward to expose their worst excesses and reveal the truth about the pedophile elite.
Schumer? He's compromised. They've got their hooks in him, and he does exactly what they tell him. his secret social life, his appetites. That's the leash they keep him on. If 1% of this gets out, he's finished, and they all know it. As for his wife, before she became the woman behind the man, she was a he, and was wanted for some serious crimes. Stuff so bad the authorities couldn't just brush it off. But then, just as things were getting too hot, she disappeared, into the ultimate form of hiding. She didn't just vanish, she was erased, scrubbed from the public eye. They pulled strings, buried evidence, and spun a new narrative to protect her. Now, she's untouchable. But the truth is, no one is ever really gone. And her past? It's still out there, waiting to resurface.
For years, DC power brokers like Schumer operated in the shadows, untouchable, protected, and hidden behind wealth and power. He even felt comfortable taking donations from convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. But now, the walls are closing in, the whispers have become undeniable, and the evidence is mounting. Soon, the world will see the horrifying truth they fought so hard to keep buried. We are on the cusp of destroying a 9,000-year-old pedophile ring. And here at TPV, we need your help to continue exposing the elite and waking up the masses before it's too late.
Alrighty, very good. We're back. And I think I'm going to open the phone lines and take some calls. What do you think about all of that, Style?
Let's do it.
All right. 888-677-9673. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. And watch the Super Bowl crowd erupts and cheers when Trump appears on the Jumbotron. And then while Taylor Smith appears, she gets booed. And Taylor Smith is asking the woman that was with her, what is going on here? And she had this look on her face. They said, they're booing you. And she was one of the ones, Taylor Smith, that was promoting Kamala, wasn't she?
Yeah, I believe Taylor Swift got a big payday for promoting Kamala.
Was she the one that that showed up but didn't sing?
I'm not sure if that was her or if that was another one.
Okay, I'm not sure either. All righty, 888-677-9673. Do you have a question or a comment? Give us a call. Oh, do you remember Stacey Abrams? The one who wanted to be a governor, but she wanted to run for president.
Yes.
But she wanted to run for governor first, I think, out there in Georgia. Well, anyhow, guess what? They just did an audit, and they uncovered that Stacey got a $167 million grant. And guess what? Randy Weingarten, that's that woman who's in charge of the, what union is she in charge of? This education, I think. Anyhow, she tried to keep it hidden. Elon Musk's Doge recently shut down USAID. After an audit, it caught the agency funneling billions and billions of dollars to overseas to promote DEI. Taxpayer dollars have also been used to promote the woke agenda inside the United States. And here, it goes on to say, and Doge audit just uncovered a $167 million grant that Stacey Abrams and Randy Weingarten wanted to keep hidden. This is why the Democrats are in such a panic out there. All this stuff is coming out now. Most Americans were shocked by the Elon Musk Doge revealed this week about the USAID. The deep state has been using USAID to funnel billions and billions of dollars overseas again to radical left-wing groups and organizations in order to promote regime change and woke policies and, of course, getting kickbacks. Doge reported on X that USAID spent $40 billion of taxpayers to fund foreign aid This includes $45 million to DEI scholarships in Burma, $520 million for consultation-driven ESG investment in Africa, and $1.2 billion in awards to undisclosed recipients. Boy, that's a good one, isn't it? I mean, can you believe that?
I mean, you wonder why Biden pardoned all of his family. Here's the answer right here, because I guarantee you if he wouldn't have done that, we wouldn't be talking about Stacey Abrams right now. We'd be talking about all the Biden offshore accounts. Now they're seeing the full vengeance of this new system.
The USAID even spent $6.3 million for men who have had sex with men in South Africa. Well, here in America, we just call them Democrats, right?
That is true.
Yeah. Elon Musk's Doge took over USAID, and Donald Trump placed thousands of his employees on leave. That was just a week ago.
Yeah.
Democrats reacted with outrage after Elon Musk recommended shutting down USAID for good. Oh yeah, they're going. That's why they've got all these courts and judges, and you can't do that now. On Friday, Donald Trump announced that he agreed with Musk in a post on Truth Social. USAID is driving the radical left crazy, and there's nothing they can do about it because the way in which the money has been spent so much so fraudulently is totally unexplainable, Trump wrote on Friday.
Man, the left really doesn't get it, do they? Even in that video we played, Chuck Schumer was talking about, oh, what's next? The Postal Service, the IRS? Yeah, sure, why not? Absolutely. I don't care what department it's being funneled through, investigate them all.
Absolutely. The corruption is at levels rarely seen before, Trump said, and he closed it down. They're going through all the federal contracts and rooting out corruption and waste, and what they are finding is downright disturbing. According to his website, the National Democratic Institute is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working to support and strengthen democratic institutions worldwide through citizen participation, openness, and accountability. Oh, yeah, we believe that. Prominent Democrats like a failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams, and teachers union boss Randy Weingarten sit on the board. Stacey Abrams, an election denier who also leads the ballot, led in the ballot harvesting and community organization operations for the communist. Randy Weingarten is the president of American Federation of Teachers. Weingarten is responsible for schools closing for more than a year during the pandemic, as well as mask mandates in schools. But the audit revealed that the National Democrat Institute received a whopping $167 million in taxpayer-funded government grants. As Breitbart wrote on X, $81.7 million of that went to employee compensation. 15 officers received compensation between $178,000 and $344,000 for a total of $2.8 million. $4.1 million went on office expenses. Yeah. $13.7 million on travel, $4.2 million on conference, conventions, and meetings. The Democrats are going ballistic because they can't keep this stuff quiet now. They just can't. We're getting it out. And they're no longer, they don't control, there is no more, the mainstream media is not there now. Now that's why they call themselves the legacy, because now there's much more of us than there are of them now. So we're getting the story out. All righty. Do we have callers yet?
Yeah, we got a couple callers waiting.
Who do we have?
We got Walt in Arizona.
Okay, let's go out to Arizona with Walt. Hey, Walt.
Yeah, I just have a comment to make. I was reading in Matthew 21 and Mark 11 and Luke 19, and I kind of paraphrased it a little bit. I don't think this is possible.
I'm kind of having a hard time hearing you, Walt. Can you talk directly into the phone?
Walt.
Walt, I'm having a real hard time hearing you. Can you talk directly into the phone?
Let me try and get him off on the private line here and talk to him.
That's all I got.
Yeah, tell him he has to speak completely, totally right into the to the phone, because what I can tell what happens is they're either on a speakerphone or they've got the phone and they've got their head turned the other direction. I see that happening all the time. When I have guests on the program and here in the studio, and two of them will be sitting there and the mic will be in front of them, and they'll turn their head to look at the person next to them, away from the mic, and I have to remind them all the time, you got to talk into the mic.
All right, let's try and get Walt back.
Okay, Walt, are you back, Walt?
I didn't have my speakerphone on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I was reading in Matthew 21 and Mark 11, Luke 19, and paraphrased it a little bit. I wrote this down. Then President Trump went into the White House and drove out those who were stealing and robbing from the American people and said, "This is the people's house, but you have turned it into a den of thieves."
All right, now I'll tell you how it reads in Matthew. And when Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers, right, and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, "It is written, my house that shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Boy, that's right. I can see what you mean.
Yeah, that's almost a Bernie Sanders translation.
Yeah. All right.
All right, that's all I had to say.
Well, you said it real well, Walt, so thanks.
Okay.
All righty, God bless. Who else do we have out there tonight?
Let's go to Debbie in North Royalton.
Debbie in North Royalton. Hey, Debbie.
Oh, Debbie just hung up as soon as I put her on.
Wow.
Well, Debbie, call back, but right now we have Cliff.
Let's go to Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. I don't want to be too negative, but I want to relate some of what you're saying to nuclear war. One of the things you're just saying now, as far as Musk, all that group is doing is an audit, basically. He's not the one or anybody working with him that made these payments. He's just making public the payments, and that's about it. So where is the fault with that? One more thing on that is some of this is deliberately vague, you know, Sesame Street, for atheism promotion in Nepal. And that's where probably what you're saying with the kickbacks is what's going on. Because when you make the payments for such vague items, then who knows what the cost was. It's not like a physical item. But there's a book called Nuclear War by Annie Jacobson. And one of the things, she basically, it's in audio, I listened to it once, very disturbing. But one of the things she's talking about is the nuclear submarines that are out there. And I didn't know this, but they don't need to totally surface to fire those nuclear weapons. They can be just 150 feet from the surface, so you wouldn't even see them necessarily. But one of the things she talks about, and this is what these characters have put us at risk at, is the Soviet Russia has sensors where if they hit Moscow, the sensors would act independently of anybody and just trigger an automatic release of all their nukes, potentially on the United States, and that would wipe out the country in one hit, basically. So guys like Blinken have put us at risk for that. And then the other thing is, it's the Samson effect. Now, once you start kicking up the dirt in the face of someone with nuclear weapons, you're really putting yourself at risk. The father of the current head of North Korea, Kim, said, if I'm going down, I'm bringing everybody with me, meaning I'm going to nuke everybody. And that's what I would call from the Bible the Samson effect. Samson went down, and he brought everybody with him. So, you know, if he had nukes, he would have nuked the Philistines, you know. So, and so we're really, and with the Pope, even if the Pope was a Christian and was a Catholic, which he is not at all, what is his expertise on a border, on managing a country? You can't have an open border in wartime when fissile material can be just walked right into this country. You know, you have these backpack nuclear bombs that can do a lot of damage. So what do you think of that?
Well, do you know what liberation theology is?
Yeah.
That's what the Pope is actually practicing, is liberation theology. And again, that's the marriage of what they did is Ernst Moleman and Mr. Bloch tried to marry. They took the teachings of Jesus and Karl Marx, and they put them together in a book. They mixed them up. And it's called liberation theology. And that's virtually what the Pope, practices. In other words, they call it the socialist gospel. And so,
well, what's the thumbnail on Karl Marx? What was he actually saying? That goes back a long time.
Karl Marx was a practicing Satanist.
Right.
He started out actually in seminary. That's where.
Right.
That's where Satan has gone to find some of his best students is to seminaries. Okay. And because a number of those that started out, Engels, Marx, and even Joseph Stalin. Had gone to seminary. And so, the devil's there. He's the first one to show up in the morning, right there. And so,
anyhow. Well, the Pope tends to just use that catch-all phrase, love, you know.
Yeah, well, you see what he calls love, you know, he actually embraces sodomy. LGBTQ, okay. The Lord Jesus calls that an abomination in his sight.
Well, I'll say this too, and it might not be a popular opinion, but when you're given a sovereign nation by a communist leader, I think maybe your perception of foreign policy might be a little skewed.
Yeah, I hear you. So,
yeah.
There you go.
And one more thing from Daniel. I think... You know, you had that example of those judges that went after that woman, but they had an accumulated background of wickedness. So it was just like icing on the cake what they did. Remember, Daniel separated them and questioned them separately, right?
Okay, now, are you talking about the presidents?
Daniel, yeah.
Okay, you had Daniel was a president, and Daniel also was a sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking about them that he.
Well, wasn't there that story where they basically assaulted a woman and basically blamed it on her two judges, or wasn't that in Daniel?
No, not that I'm.
Okay. Maybe it's like an addendum to Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah. But another thing, too, is, you know, there could have been 1,000 people thrown in the lion's den. In other words, there was a whole slew of people that were thrown in the lion's den, right?
Well, that was the three presidents and their families were thrown in the lion's den.
Yeah. So, you know, there were a lot of people that plotted against Daniel. A lot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, that's another example where, you know, this turns out to be a lot of wicked people. It wasn't just like one-on-one or one isolated. You know, there was a whole slew of candidates for going after Daniel, basically for just, you know, praying, you know.
Well, they went after Meshach and Abednego, too. And so they were going after all because they were all four Jews. And Daniel was kind of like their leader.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. Alrighty, we're back. Hey, Deb, are you there? Don't dump me this time.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to help you with your senior moment. You were trying to think of the governor's name before. It was Kristi Noem.
That's exactly right.
Okay. You answered one of my questions. I wondered where grants came from, because I wasn't sure if those were somehow money from lobbyists or something, but no, it's taxpayers' dollars that they're giving away. And I'm just wondering what would happen in this country if we had another Boston Tea Party and people just refused to pay their taxes.
You should have been to the Tea Party meeting last night. There's a big movement going around the country right now, and because, Debbie, you see, property taxes are not lawful taxes. They may be legal, but they're not lawful according to the Bible. And what happens when you're paying these property taxes, you're paying for your property. Once you've paid your lien off, your house, your mortgage, the property is supposed to belong to you, but it don't. If you think it's yours, just don't pay that tax and see how fast the government takes it away.
Right.
And what's happening, and see, right now is a lot of elderly people are losing because, like out here, they've had like a 30% tax increase. And they're you got these bureaucrats that are just taking it upon themselves to reevaluate the property as far as the worth of the property, and then they just raise the taxes, okay?
Yeah.
And people are getting real fed up. I mean,
you have to hire an appraiser, and if you're senior citizens and you're on a fixed income, it's like, okay, how do I come up with the money for that just so I can fight these taxes to make them lower? You know, it's nuts. I wanted to give you a direction to pray. I've been praying for the country way, way long time ago, that God would just keep bringing to the light the things that are hiding in the darkness, and boy, has he ever been. But then when they come to the light, that they would be justly dealt with, because we know that when the Democrats were in there, we couldn't get anything solved. And my thing is right now, I'm not only praying for Trump and his administration and their protection, I'm praying for the next administration that's going to come in, because who's going to replace Trump? They put these EOs through, and the next thing you know, the next person, just like Trump is reversing Biden's, you know, the next person will come in and they'll reverse whatever. The Congress has to do their job. They have to pass these things as law.
Well, I can tell you pretty much right now, the way things are going, our vice president will probably be the next president. And because he's gonna follow right in Trump's footsteps, should the Lord tarry,
yeah.
I would say Vance is gonna be, you know, he's already very highly popular because he is following in Trump's footsteps, and Trump is grooming him right now. And so you can see him, or don't count out Elon Musk.
No, the people, there's too much opposition to Elon. I know people that are in Trump's corner are with him, but people that came over and voted for Trump, it was because of his policies, but I don't think Elon follows him enough. He's too much of an independent. I don't think he could get the votes.
Well, the vice president... Pardon?
Vance could.
Yeah.
J.D. could.
Elon's not a natural-born citizen, is he?
Yeah.
Well, Vance is, but not Musk.
Yeah, Musk was born in South Africa, I believe.
Yeah, he was. But then again, Obama was not a natural-born citizen either. And so,
hey, not to change the subject, but did you see on the news what happened with Vance's book, Hillbilly? What is that? Hillbilly Elegy.
No, what happened to it? What happened?
People at the Lorain Correctional Facility, was on the news tonight. There are people that are getting that book, and they're soaking the pages in drugs. Then they dry the pages, and they put the book back together again. They have a book binder, so it looks like it hasn't been tampered with. And then they're sending them to the prison, and the prisoners get it, and all they have to do is take little pieces of this off, and they can get high just by eating pieces of this paper or smoking it or whatever. But they're using J.D. Vance's book.
Wow. I remember, well, some of the prisons right now, they're no longer, you cannot even mail Christmas cards. What happens when you mail the Christmas cards, they make a copy of the card and they give it to the inmates. They won't give them the card. And the same things with the postage stamps, because they have been putting some things like, they've been doing that, you know, for a while. I remember going to some prisons where if you had chewing gum in your mouth, you had to take the chewing gum out and throw it out before you could come in, okay? It was, yeah, but I mean, the prison system is getting worse and worse. It's not getting better by any means.
Just like our whole world system, world government, they want that. That's what they're pushing for. That's why they hate us so much, because we won't go with globalism.
Yep, you're absolutely right. We will not be conformed to the world, will we?
Nope, nope, nope. Well, okay. I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
All righty. Well, call. Thanks for calling. Have yourself a great day. All righty. Do we have anybody else there? Or
that's all for right now.
Okay. Well, we only have time to take, like, one more call. So if anybody else wanted to call, they better do it, like, right now, right?
Right.
Are we? Oh, okay. Here, we started to go into this before a little bit, but Trump administration gives the Musk allies access to Treasury payment system. Okay, well, we actually talked about that earlier. We have a whole number of those people now that are going to have access to that. And those from the different departments are going to have access to that. And so, boy, that's going to really bring, that is really going to shine some light in some dark people, huh?
I just think it's funny everyone's in the government's reaction to this is they don't quite understand what's happening. We had Raskin call for the impeachment of Elon Musk. He's not an elected official. He can't be impeached. So there's that for you. You have all these people saying, oh, well, you can't have a government organization do this. Elon Musk can't be revealing all this information. Elon's the head of it. He hired a team. Those are independent contractors. They do not work for the federal government nor the taxpayer.
Well, yeah, Jamie Raskin is a communist to the bone. Now, let me tell you what did. He made a lot of false accusations. And remember what he said. He said, we're going to stop Trump, okay? We're going to use the 14th Amendment. And when it comes time to certify, Kamala Harris will not certify that election. This is what he was telling everybody. Well, you know, he must not have told Kamala because she certified the election, didn't she?
You know, there's a lot of name-calling thrown around the last election cycle about sore losers. I'm not seeing that this time, but there's a lot of sore losers out there.
Yeah, a whole lot of sore losers, and they're going after each other. They're all blaming each other, okay, on this thing. But see, now, I'm just wondering if... if Nancy Pelosi is going to claim like what Orr said about, Joe Biden being too old and senile to face trial to be charged, but he could still run the government. How's
right,
that? So,
right.
This is the way Democrats think, or a lack of thinking on their part, but.
Well, Elon said today that the next step for DOGE is investigating federal workers who made millions despite having relatively low pay indexes. So Nancy Pelosi's probably sweating right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of this stuff now can be charged. You know, she's got old habits and insider trading and things. And that woman is going to be, remember how she stood behind President Trump and tore up his speech. Remember how when her Catholic bishop refused to give her communion, she said she'll go and she's going to take it anyway. And, I mean, she's a very rebellious, wicked old woman. And I got a feeling she's going to pull something else off. And I'm wondering if they're going to say, well, she's too senile, to charge. Okay. Hillary's the one that's really shaking in her boots. She knows, I mean, she's got enough on her to give her the death sentence 10 times.
Yeah, it's funny how quiet she's been, huh?
Well, yeah, she got real quiet as soon as, right after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's going to kind of try to, I don't know, what to expect out of old Hill. But I know Slick was out there saying Hill needs a pardon. Hill should be getting one. Biden should. But it doesn't look like her name's listed there.
Right.
There was some bad blood. Remember, he was Obama's vice president, and Obama was supposed to pick him, after the first time he ran against Trump. But he didn't. He picked Hillary.
Well, it'll be interesting to see now with all these names getting thrown around and all this money getting thrown around, how quickly these Democrats are going to run to try and rat out Biden for all his backdoor dealings. We know his family's pardoned. We know Biden will never stand trial again because he was deemed unfit once. But now that everybody else is getting exposed, we'll see how quick they are to throw the big man under the bus.
Yeah. Well, first of all, again, they're all going to have to go and they're going to have to claim. Remember what Biden himself said. Biden himself said that if you receive a pardon, that's an admission of guilt. That's what he said himself. That's an admission of guilt. So they're all going to have to go. First of all, they have to be indicted. Everybody in his family has to be indicted. Then they have to go before a judge, and they've got to admit their guilt. And then they can get to receive their pardon, but then they lose their Fifth Amendment rights at that point there. So we'll see what happens from that point on. But do you know what time it is, don't you?
I think I do.
It's that time where we come to every night, and it's the most important part of the radio program. Because we don't know how many. We know just about every single night we have new listeners, people that haven't have. Every night we hear from people that are finding us for the first time. I'm always getting letters. And many people out there may not have heard. Some of them, I had one fellow tell me that he's, and he, believe it or not, he professed to be a Christian. He actually professed to be a Christian. He said he was a Methodist. And, but where it comes to this, he said, your faith, your religion is a very personal thing. It's not something you're supposed to share with others. And I said, have you ever read the Bible? Okay. But anyhow, he says, I listen to your program up to the time where you give the invitation. Then I tune you out. In other words, now here's a guy that tells you that his faith is personal, so you're not to share your faith or witness to people. What did Jesus tell us in Matthew chapter 28?
I believe he said about the exact opposite of that.
Verses 18 through 20, he said, go out into all the world, preach the gospel, right? And teach the gospel, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, okay? And so that's exactly, but here you have so many people that, well, Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and biblical literacy is at an all-time high. I never thought that I would ever see biblical literacy at such a high rate as it is today, but it is. But anyhow, after saying all that, folks, we come to that point. There's a lot of people out there somehow think, well, and I've heard this time and time again, I guess my good works outweigh my bad. And well, I believe that fellow up there is a very fair fellow up there, the big guy, you know. What do you think of that when people refer to God as the big guy or the fellow up there? What do you think about that? Do you think that shows kind of a disrespect?
It sounds less than lukewarm.
Yeah. But they don't know any better. If they'd read the Bible, they would know. They would know that they're supposed to reverence God, okay? In fact, with fear and trembling, the fear and trembling is that if you are not obedient, if you're disrespectful to God, that with God, the fear is supposed to be that you will not live up to what he expects of you, your expectations. See, the Bible teaches this, that God has expectations of us, and we have obligations to him. And so folks out there listening to me, it goes like this. One, God's word, the Bible, is very clear when it comes to repentance. Repentance is absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary. And everybody, everyone out there is a sinner. The only man that ever walked the earth that was sinless was the Lord himself. And he gives you, he says, here, look, I took your place on the cross. I died a substitutionary death. I paid for your sin if you will claim it. And how do you do that? He says, here's how. You got to go to the Father. You got to pray to the Father. Ask the Father God for forgiveness of your sins, and you do it in my name. And then you call upon me, upon the Lord Jesus, and you ask me to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. Jesus said, look, you know, when he hung and he took your place on the cross, okay, he esteemed you much higher than himself. He placed you above himself, and now you have to place him above everything. You have to place him above everything right now. And if you do that, you see, God always, always honors, okay, commitments that people have done. And folks, believe me, if you could even begin to understand, to comprehend what Christ suffered upon that cross when he took on the sins of the world, past, present, and future. Listen, that's beyond comprehension. It's beyond comprehension. You would understand what you did, that it was your sin that caused him to suffer that way. You should be very, very sorry. And so what do? Okay, you've asked for forgiveness of that sin. You called upon the name. Now he says you've got to put him first. You've got to put him before mother, before father, before sister, brother. He's got to be before yourself, okay? Now, once you've done that, okay, you ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, completely and totally, without any reservation. And once you've done that, then you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. You will become an heir of the kingdom. All of these things you will become. And so here, you will be on the road to eternal life. Now, God, when he came to give you life and more abundant, he is the resurrection. God is the resurrection, the Lord Jesus. And so when that happens, you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And folks, believe me, that's what you want to do. You want to do it tonight. You don't want to wait till tomorrow, because you might not have it tomorrow. So as you're hearing me, I'm the messenger. Listen to me. The Lord has just spoken to you one more time. Many of you out there, the Lord has just spoken to you again. Don't say no. Well, we're at that place we come to every night at this time, where I want to say thank you for all you folks that have come out here. All of you supported us all of this time. And I want to say good night. I want to say God bless, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight. Fight, 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 fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.